I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado is expected to gain an eighth seat in Congress after the next national headcount in 2020. That's according to census estimates as analyzed by the Washington Post. The Gazette reports the first election for that eighth seat would come in 2022, if the analysis is correct. El Paso County is expected to settle a lawsuit with the ACLU of Colorado this morning. The suit was filed on behalf of Jasmine Still, who was held in jail for nearly a month because she couldn't pay a $55 administrative fee. Under the proposed settlement, Still would receive $60,000. County spokesman Dave Rose says the county recognized the process needed to change and has since stopped requiring people to pay the fee before being released.
You know, the county doesn't view it as wrongdoing or guilt. The county views it as a procedure that needed to be changed and has been changed.
As part of the proposed settlement, others affected will be eligible for $125 for each day they were held due to the practice. A sign on the Colorado-Wyoming border has become a hit online. KOAA reports someone added the phrase "no vacancy" to the bottom of a "Welcome to Colorful Colorado" sign on southbound I-25. Responsibility for removing the note falls to the Colorado Department of Transportation. KOAA says the addition is considered vandalism. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.